Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome inside the Joe Rose Show, minus the big dog Joe Rose. He will be with us later on in the program today. I'm Hollywood. Dono is with us as we get set for Dolphins and Bills. Thank you to Marcos there on the update. Marcos driving the program here today. It's a pleasure to be working with you, by the way, Marcos.
No. The pleasure is mine. Look at you, handsome gentleman.
We're trying, and Jamie's got us up here on the YouTube stream as well. Jamie is with us here this morning, so a lot of stuff, obviously, to get to here today, and we will have Joe join us later on in the program. Omar Kelly will join us from Buffalo as, guys, I guess it has must-win vibes here tonight for the Miami Dolphins, as this could be it, right?
I mean, I really felt that the must-win was really the game last week at home against New England, but I guess losing that one makes this one even more of a must win, but you're in a situation where you got to go into the hometown of one of the best teams in the NFL on a short week, which usually doesn't work out well for the road team playing Thursday night football, and expect all the miscues that the Dolphins have had so far this year, personnel issues on that offensive line, that you're going to be able to fix everything tonight. So what would be, I guess, a double-digit upset if the Dolphins could pull it off. But you know what? If they do pull it off, I'm going to believe that this team has an extra gear. Assuming they don't, we're going to start looking at a lot of people's jobs and whether they're going to have them a couple days after this one.
Yeah, it feels like the kind of game, Dono, I'm curious what you think. Like, I need to see guys respond to Mike McDaniel tonight, right? They need to fight for this guy. And if this team throws in the towel and they go out there and they get crushed, right? They, you know, something like that happens. If you're going to make a change, this is probably the time to do it, right? Right after Thursday night football, you have a little extra time going into Monday night football. So you have the extra days here. So if you were going to do something, I guess this would be the time. Again, not at 0-3, not that any shakeup is probably going to matter at this point, but if the guys don't look like they are responding tonight, that to me is kind of the thing I'm going to look for. I think it'd be very unlikely that the Dolphins would go in there and win this game outright. I think a lot of things would have to break in their favor. I just don't know what the recipe, like, I'm looking at both teams, and I've seen both teams play, Dono, and I just don't know what the Dolphins can do in this game tonight. Like, if you were like, what are the keys to victory for the Dolphins? I don't know that you could even come up with any at this point.
I don't think the Dolphins have any identity. it's fair to say, two games into the season. And I felt that way even a lot of last year, you know, where they fell short of the playoffs because, you know, two seasons ago, I didn't love the identity because I prefer the identity to be, you know, physical up front. Those are the teams that usually win Super Bowls. But the Dolphins' identity used to be, hey, our offense is a track team. Our quarterback is super accurate and has a really quick release, and we can score two plays, 80 yards, 30-second long drive at any point in a football game. They lost a little bit of that last year. I think they tried to make their identity, hey, we're going to bring some of that back on offense. Plus, we've got a lot of big-name pass rushers. Pass rush hasn't consistently shown up so far this season, so that's not their identity. The whole track team offense thing hasn't been their identity this year either because Tua looks completely off. You know, I was reading the column I think Barry Jackson wrote about Kurt Warner breaking down Tua where he's not seeing the whole field. He's throwing to the wrong side of the field. A lot of these miscues, a lot of it is scheme-based and stuff. Like, I don't know. I mean, you've had the same head coach who's calling your plays for the past several years now. It was the same guy who was calling those plays 2 years ago when the offense was working. It's no longer working. So the Dolphins right now, you're right, Hollywood. If I'm trying to figure out how they beat Buffalo tonight, I can't come up with a path to victory. I guess the only path to victory would be the Bills just take you so lightly. They take their foot off the gas or, yeah, you know, Josh Allen maybe has one of those games where he tries to do too much and has a couple of really costly turnovers. I mean, we've seen that happen a few times throughout his career that sometimes he's going to, you know, have those games where he tries to run for the extra first down and he fumbles or he throws an interception. I think the Dolphins are really going to have to hope that the Bills give it to him a little bit tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that would be nice. I don't see Josh Allen as that type of guy who's going to come into a game and take a division opponent lightly, especially after what they did to the Jets last week. But
yeah,
you know, it is funny, by the way. I tell you, I am on like a thread of a big, vicious Twitter argument right now. People are distilled this debate over Tua, and it's like, you know, well, if he had an offensive line, if he had better coaching and all this, he would be, you know, he'd be great. And like, I've personally seen enough, but, you know, look, I hope that the guy goes out and has a great game tonight. I hope the Dolphins win this game because 0-3 is not fun. It's not fun for anyone. It's not good for business. It's just overall bad, Donna. We need some sort of relevancy here, and the Dolphins are on the cusp of being very, very irrelevant right now to start this season, and it's just so frustrating, right? Because you go into a season, I didn't have hope. You know, I don't want to say I had hope going into this year, but at least you thought like they would be competitive, right? I mean, that was the thought. I didn't think that they would be a good football team because, you know, you have to do simple math, right? And you look at the roster from last year and, you know, going into last season, and it looked like, hey, they lost some names. They lost some guys. This roster is not going to be as good. Then you look at the roster this year, you go, wow, they lost some guys as recent as like up until, you know, a few weeks before the season, they're losing guys who you could consider some of their best players. So I didn't have some sort of like vision that this was going to be, you know, a 12 win team or something like that, but at least you thought they'd be competitive, and they were more competitive against the Patriots. No question. I will tell you, sitting here at 1-1 would have felt a whole heck of a lot better than sitting here at 0-2 going into this game tonight against the Bills. So you're in a situation right now where there's just no hope, there's no direction, and there's no vision, right? You talk about what, you know, what they're good at, Donna, what they do well, what their identity is. We spent the whole offseason talking about that. And the problem is that your GM just has no vision. Right. It's like, let's just, you know, assemble this group of guys and hope for the best. But there's just no vision. It's like what you want to do well, where you want to be, you know, strong at. And that's the issue right now, is that they just don't do anything particularly well.
You know, and everyone, of course, is speculating on not really if, but when Mike McDaniel's going to get fired. I mean, he's shot to the top of the odds list on the first NFL head coach to get fired. People are just anticipating, is it going to happen? Like you mentioned, Dolphins have a long gap between games after tonight, 11 days before Monday Nighter against the Jets. Dolphins bye week isn't until, I think, week 12. So that would be, you know, if you were going to wait that long, if you're waiting for like, you know, an extra week, that'd be a long time to wait to get this done. But you brought up a fair point on the GM. Clearly, like Chris Greer is someone that Stephen Ross has worked with for a very, very long time. And it really seems like Ross, who is a loyal guy, like for whatever reason, he really seems to trust Chris. But this is someone who's been the GM of this team for nine, 10 years. He's been with the organization for 25 years. Like, how many different opportunities are you going to give the same general manager
20.
To hire your next head coach or to select your next franchise quarterback when he's already seemingly failed at both of those things multiple times? All right. So I think with everyone wondering when the hammer's going to come down on Mike McDaniel, I think the bigger question is, who's going to be the GM who hires Mike McDaniel's replacement? Like, how many times is the same GM going to be allowed to hire the wrong head coach and then lead up the next search for the guy to replace that head coach? So, and you know, you guys all know, we've all followed the Stephen Ross tenure as owner of the Dolphins. He tends to, you know, either fire a coach and keep a GM or fire a GM and keep the same coach. It's been a lot of half measures, right, over the last, you know, 15 plus years. I mean, at some point, if you really want to do a rebuild right, I think you need to bring in a whole new front office and do full measures instead of half measures.
Well, here's the frustrating part, too, is like we're in week three and we're talking about, you know, who the next quarterback is going to be, who's the next coach going to be. And it sucks, man. We waited a year. You waited a whole year to get to the season and you barely got out of week one. And we're talking about, you know, this whole thing not working, and goes back to vision, man. I don't know what they see in training camp. I don't know what they saw in, you know, in mini camps and all the, you know, OTA, all this different stuff. I don't know what they're seeing that they have this vision that it's going to work. I have no idea what they've sold Mr. Ross on as to why this will work, but that's the frustrating part of bringing all these guys back. Like, at some point you do have to rip the Band-Aid off and say like, it didn't work. Right. And you know, coach, Mr. Ross wants to bring all these guys back. He has the written letter that, you know, hey, we like the working relationship between Mike and Chris, and we want, you know, the consistency. Oh my gosh, we have it up on the screen. Jamie's got that darn letter up on the screen here. Look, again, at some point you do have to rip the Band-Aid off. I don't know when that's going to be at this point. Maybe, just maybe, they play a little bit better tonight. We'll have Joe on later, and I'm sure he'll try to sell us on, you know, that they're gonna play better, because that's what he does. And a lot of Dolphin fans are with that, man. They're like, hey, you know, maybe this is the week, this is the one, this is the game where they play a little bit better. And you know, I guess we're at the point where we have to take moral victories, right? If we cover the spread tonight, is that a moral victory? You know, like,
yeah, 11 and a half is that number, by the way. So maybe we could. I think the last time we played Buffalo or in Buffalo, it came down to a field goal. So, hey, maybe we cover.
But anyway, Joe will join us later on in the show today. We're going to have Omar Kelly with us as well. Omar's turn, by the way. Omar is not. He doesn't have any Tua numbers to feed us here this morning. So Omar has turned a little bit as well. We just have a lot to get to. So if you want to jump in with us here, you can shoot us a text, 305-567-0560. We got our chat going up on the video stream here this morning as well. So we have that. And then, Dono, we got a game coming up on Saturday night. Now that it's all right, let's talk about getting excited for something, okay? The Dolphins is what it is, right, at this point. But this Hurricanes and Gators game on Saturday night, people are starting to get jacked for this one. It'll be a sold out Hard Rock Stadium. Game day is going to be on campus in Coral Gables. Doesn't get a whole heck of a lot better than this one. And I the Gators are coming in here essentially with the same situation that the Dolphins are in, right? I mean, they are in a situation where they desperately need a win to turn around their season and perhaps to save their coach.
And the players seem to want to fight for Billy? I mean, I know that a lot of Gator fans, I'm not saying they don't want their team to win this Saturday. Sure, they do, because they don't want Miami to have any bragging rights. But I think in the back of their minds, they're like, okay, we want to win the game, but if we don't, that means Billy might get fired before the next game, is the mindset. But I do think the players are going to try to fight for him. But I've always had one eye on the Gators so far this year, knowing, you know, we're going to see them this weekend, Miami is. And in a lot of ways, the team is a mess when it comes to organizational stuff and execution. Been a ton of self-inflicted wounds. And I think that's why Miami's only favored by about a touchdown, Hollywood. It's a 7.5-point spread the last I checked. Just based on, you know, Miami's results, Florida's results, people thought this one would be a double-digit type of spread. But I think that the handicappers see that, hey, like, Florida is a lot more talented than what they've shown, because whether it's five interceptions in a game by Lagway or those back-breaking penalties against USF, like, Florida should be, you know, probably a 2-1 team conservatively, not a 1-2 team at this point. But with that said, it's like Florida has not been able to get out of their own way. And unfortunately for them, you know, Caleb Banks, elite defensive lineman, is going to miss this game. He returned against LSU, I think re-injured the foot. You know, Florida's running backs coach got suspended by the SEC three games for hitting an LSU player before that game started, which is just a crazy kind of thing to happen to them. And then meanwhile, you know, Miami's been rolling so far, Hollywood. I mean, you really very few complaints as to what Miami's put on film so far. Lines of scrimmage have been as good as you would expect on the offensive line, probably a little bit better than we expected on the defensive line, because Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor have been unblockable to this point. Carson Beck looks so comfortable with Miami, and, you know, Miami had to replace all those receivers from last year. This group might be better. I mean, if you see what Malachi Toney's provided at 17 years old, CJ Daniels is making ridiculous catches every single week. Josh Moore stepped up. You know, we still haven't really seen JoJo Trader yet, who's supposedly going to be back this week. So it's a lot of stuff working for Miami. But with that said, I'm not going to claim I'm not a little bit nervous about this, because, again, if this is the game that Florida gets up for, because if they play to their talent level, Florida and Miami are pretty close. I think Miami's got most of the edges, but, like, Florida comparable in talent a lot more than South Florida was to Miami. You know, if things go right for Florida, it can look a little bit more like the Notre Dame game. So I think that's what everyone is wondering, if this is the week that the Gators kind of put it together and put their mistakes aside.
Yeah, I kind of jab at Joe and Jamie, especially because Jamie's a Gator. And so I try to jab at those guys and say this is going to be a blowout. The Gators aren't any good, all that stuff. But look, the reality is, if you watch that game on Saturday night, the Florida LSU game, the Gators should have won that game five times over. Like, LSU's offense was so bad in that game, and give the Gator defense credit. The Gator defense has been actually pretty good, right?
Yeah.
USF got their long touchdown on a broken play, right? Their two, you know, corners like essentially crashed into one another, and guy gets a touchdown there. And then you look at this game, and again, it took a pick six really to put the distance between the Gators and LSU there. So if they played mistake free football, they might win that game by three touchdowns, right? It's very possible. So, yeah, you are looking at a Gator team that I think is going to be very desperate. I think is probably realized at this point they can't keep making these same mistakes. But with that being said, it might be a culture problem with Florida. We know a little bit about those down here on the pro level, with those culture issues. A lot of stuff coming in, by the way. I want to get to some of this stuff. Ryan on the stream here, Donna, I don't know if you can see this one.
Explaining
to us so low IQ and not understand the problems at this point are laughable. I watched this show for a laugh. Well, thank you. I mean, as long as laughing is good medicine.
We're like Seinfeld.
Yeah, laughter's great, man. If you can laugh, then even better. And we try not to take this too seriously. But as far as blaming Tua, he's the highest paid player on the team. He's the quarterback, so he's going to get blamed when things don't go well. I don't understand why that is such a foreign concept to some people, but I do understand that Tua has his loyalists. Tua has his fans. Like, I got a guy on Twitter who will not give any ground to this one. I mean, Tua is the greatest. It's everything else that's a problem. It's the offensive line that's a problem. The receivers suck. Mike McDaniel sucks. Chris Greer, everyone sucks except for Tua. So I don't understand that school of thought. I don't know what the point of defending the guy is anymore at this point.
6 years? Say he's in his sixth year now. It's like, you know.
And he's getting paid a lot of money, and he just came out yesterday or 2 days ago and said that he can't do half of what Josh Allen does. That's not exactly the the thing that I want my franchise quarterback.
So we should be paying him half of what Josh Allen is making, I suppose.
And I'll have Ryan, we could have this talk all morning, my friend. He says the team has never been built properly. I'm with you 1,000%. I'm with you, man. But two things can be the same thing. Like two things can be at the same time, right? Like the team could be not built properly, and he can't be, and he is not the guy, in my opinion. Right? If there are still people out there like Ryan that think Tua is the guy, or this thing is just poorly built around him, I don't know what to tell you. I think that you can see his weaknesses even when things are going well. Like, you can see his weaknesses, can't you? Like, I don't know. That's just me at this point. But, yes, are there weaknesses on this team? Absolutely. Absolutely. But he says he's not the guy because you don't understand the problems. I just told you what I think the problems are. I think what other problems do you want to get to? Offensive line is not very good. The receivers haven't been the same in a few years. I think Mike McDaniel's play calling and overall design is a disaster. I think the secondary is terrible. The defensive line, which is supposed to be the strength of your team, hasn't been very good. What else do you want?
Outside of that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
I mean, that's the entire team. What other units? They don't do anything well, man. What do you want from me? Like, but I don't think Tua is the guy either. So if you do, for some reason, if he's your, you know, I feel like these guys, the message, like there's a guy on Twitter, there's one guy, and then there's this guy, Ryan. I don't know if they're cousins on burner accounts here. I don't know what this is exactly, but yeah, this guy says draft a broken Tua, then never focus on O-line for speedy receivers. Yeah. All right. Fine. If that's the take we want to go with this morning, that the Dolphins haven't addressed the offensive line, which they've tried to, by the way, and most teams in the NFL have trouble addressing the offensive line, but that's whatever. Speaking of the offensive line, a guy who breaks down the offensive line for a living, Brian Baldinger, he was with us yesterday. Why don't we hear what Baldy has to say on this whole thing? So we'll hear from him coming up here. We got a lot of other stuff to get to. Again, Omar Kelly will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Joe will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We got Dolphins and Bills tonight. We got Canes and Gators on Saturday at a sold-out Hard Rock Stadium. Donna was with us here this morning, so we will certainly be breaking that game down today as well. Marco's driving the program. Jamie's with us as well. I'm Hollywood. We will take a pause. We'll hear from Brian Baldinger on this Dolphins-Bills game when we come back.
Baptist Health, South Florida, man. I can tell you kind of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hollywood, Dono, Marcos, Jamie Long here with you. Joe will join us in the 8 o'clock hour here this morning as we get set for Dolphins and Bills on Thursday Night Football. We got our YouTube stream up here, and we have our chat going on the right side of the screen. We got the text line is going as well. And things have gotten a little vicious here this morning, guys. Things are getting a little vicious on the different platforms. First of all, I want to say good morning to Nene, who's on our YouTube chat here. And please try to keep the insults to a minimum, or at least hurl them at our direction and not at the other texters on here or viewers on here, guys. And this guy who keeps saying this low IQ stuff, he's got a burner on Twitter, too, who keeps saying the same stuff to me on there about all this Tua nonsense. So, look, guys, Dono, I don't think anyone is going into this game tonight hoping that the Dolphins just get smashed. As far as like, do I want them to tank? Do I want them to lose out? I don't think it matters whether I want them to or not. I think they're the worst team in football at the moment, and I don't know how or if that changes. But at the same time, I'm going to sit down tonight at 8:15 and I'm going to watch that game, and I don't have it in me to just sit there and hope that this thing goes off the rails. I can't watch a game with that mentality. Like, I don't know. I don't have that in me. Now, with that being said, like, at some point, yes, you do have to look at this thing and rip the Band-Aid off and say, all right, this coach is not getting it done. This GM hasn't gotten it done. This whole thing is not working.
Right. Yeah, so, I'm with you. Like, I can never watch a game, you know, hoping to lose. I know people have done that before, you know, when they wanted to tank for Tua, suck for Luck. Like, it's this has come up a few times in recent Dolphins history, but I always want the team to win. Like, for as down as I am right now, I mean, the Indianapolis game was, the Dolphins were not playing football. I don't know what sport they were playing, but they were not a football team that day. A little bit better against New England, but I'm not expecting anything good to happen tonight. But I'm with you. I'm going to turn my TV on 8:15 tonight. I'm going to stay up for the duration, unless it's like such a blowout. Maybe I'll go to bed at halftime, but I'm going to hope that our Miami Dolphins go out there and not prove us wrong, because we're not wrong about what we saw those first two games, but at least show us that they are capable of bouncing back and getting a big divisional win, or at least playing competitive.
That'd be the only consolation prize of a blowout tonight, right? Is if we get a little extra sleep. The only issue that then becomes is, you know, Joe is going to come in straight off the plane tomorrow morning and do the show, right? And he's going to be in a bad mood regardless. If they get blown out in the first, you know, couple quarters of this game, he'll probably be in an even worse mood when I see him on no sleep tomorrow morning. So we need to keep him in good spirits early in the season, if possible here. All right, we're going to get caught up here. Again, everyone that's following along here with us this morning, certainly happy to read your thoughts, as long as they are thoughts and not just, you know, someone telling you have no football knowledge or low football IQ or whatever, because, you know, this guy sees something into it that we don't see, which is fine. You know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. That's what makes the world go round here on our little sports show. So we are happy to read those. This one says they saw Harold last night. That's nice. Harold, Dono, just so you know, that's Joe's middle name, and he's not a huge fan of it. So people will call him Company Man Harold.
That's his middle name?
Yeah, it is. You didn't know that?
No.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Okay, well, now you guys know you're learning along with the show here. But we do have Alex Dono with us, who is the host of the Locked On Canes podcast, which I was a guest on last week, by the way. I hope that went
good. Okay. You did really good.
We went off on our prediction, though, unfortunately, Dono. We were way, way off on that one. Miami blew the doors off of South Florida. The Canes get the Gators on Saturday night. Boy, this thing is going to be a whole lot of fun, man. And we are going to talk about that one as well throughout the show, as we have Dono with us here this morning. So we will take a pause. The 7 o'clock hour, Omar Kelly is going to stop by with us. We'll talk some Dolphins with him. And yes, Ryan Mozzarella, I will ask Omar whatever question you want. Ryan over here, who is like the number one Tua fan, I'll give you one question Send it into the chat. I'll give you one question, whatever you want. We'll ask Omar for you. But Omar Kelly will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. We continue on here on QAM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.